From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper that as in-person classes at Hudson School start again September 14th, the state has begun to withhold 20% of the money it earmarked to pay the school districts in installments throughout the year. The cuts are coming statewide because of the enormous cost the state has taken on during the coronavirus pandemic without much help from the federal government. Business Administrator Jesse Bowen said on September 1st, and I quote, "Unfortunately, we've already seen some of the loss," end quote. And like the state of New York, the COVID-19 pandemic is costing the Hudson schools more money, too. The U.S. House of Representatives, led by Democrats, passed a bill months ago to fund state and local governments, and Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that money would eliminate the need for the 20% cuts. But last week, the Republican-led U.S. Senate passed a coronavirus relief package that did not include state funding, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refuses to let his chamber vote on the House bill. Barnes said of what measures Hudson schools will have to take, and I quote, "It all depends on the timing and size of the federal relief," end quote. Boehm estimates the Hudson schools will see, and I quote, around $4.7 million, end quote, budget shortfall this year because of the lack of federal help. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Copeg town officials will continue to take public comment on changes to the town code as it relates to the proposed Shepherd's Run 500-acre solar farm. Town officials said comments will be accepted through Thursday, September 17th. Hegate Energy has targeted a 900-acre space for the project south of State Route 23 and County Route 7. The company's proposal calls for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on 500 acres and would generate 60 megawatts of electrical power. The public hearing on the solar project was held September 10th to discuss proposed revisions to the law governing construction and sitting of solar power generated facilities. Copeg Town Supervisor Gene Metler said, and I quote, "We will accept written comments until next Thursday at noontime. Go to the website, review the law, and take a look at the summary of the law, and if you have a comment you would like to suggest, you can send us an email," end quote. The proposed revisions include dividing solar facilities into four distinct classifications based on their size and require all solar facilities, regardless of their size, to be evaluated for potential impact on local resources. The proposed revisions add requirements for sitting battery energy storage systems associated with solar energy facilities. Members of the public who wish to submit a comment on the revisions can send an email to townofcopeg@fairpoint.net. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. A search is underway for a missing Greenville man in Rocky Mountain National Park. The National Park Service said a friend reported Stephen Grunwald, 24, missing late last week. Grunwald is an experienced climber and backpacker who has reportedly reached the summit of many of the Adirondack peaks and has backpacked extensively throughout North America. He was last heard from on August 28th, and his car was found at the Glacier Gorge trailhead in the park. Sean Garrison, Grunwald's brother, said, and I quote, "He lived in the wilderness for months before. He could definitely survive. I just hope he's not hurt because we don't know if he was climbing or what he was doing," end quote. Park officials are not sure exactly where Grunwald was headed, but their best guess is that he was attempting the rough 19-mile hike over 11 mountaintops that also involves climbing with a rope up sheer rock faces known as the Glacier Gorge Traverse. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson police are warning the public about a Social Security scam that targets older residents. Police Chief L. Edward Moore said September 11th he has received numerous calls from people saying they received calls from individuals claiming to be from Social Security and threatening them with arrest if they fail to cooperate. The caller says they are with the Department of Social Security Administration and tell the resident there is some problem with their Social Security number, account, or benefits. The police want residents to know that if there is a problem with an account, a Social Security would contact them directly by mail, which includes a letter with a Social Security number on it. Police said generally the Social Security Administration will only contact you by phone if you have asked to be called or have ongoing business with them. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.